For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Another honest man pays the price. Sadly, official reports from our federal government are sometimes slanted to give the administration's particular spin on an issue. Rarely do the researchers object publicly. This week, one did. The New York Times reported that Lawrence Greenfield, head of the Justice Department's Bureau of Justice Statistics, is being demoted. His sin? Objecting to the Bush administration's spin doctoring of a report on racially biased law enforcement. In April 2005, a study by the Bureau on racial profiling showed that Hispanic and black drivers were more likely to be subjected to or threatened with force than whites, more likely to be searched, and more likely to be ticketed. Dr. Greenfield wanted to include those points in the news release. His political masters just said no. They couldn't kill the report itself, so it was issued without a news release, guaranteeing that it would be ignored by the media and buried. Dr. Greenfield accepted a reassignment to a different bureau recently, rather than resign 6 months before he's eligible for his full pension. Now, the White House is looking for a more suitable replacement. The ad should read, "Morally bankrupt administration seeks ethically compromised researcher to replace one who had a conscience. Must be willing to mislead public and follow orders." For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Our guest on this week's Cultural Baggage Show will be Mr. Tommy Chong.
The pot laws are illegal to begin with. You know, they're just out-and-out racist, illegal laws. And that's why people ignore them. And that's another reason why you look at the pot itself. You know, it's more beneficial than it is harmful. In fact, they've studied it up and down, trying to look for something wrong, you know, something that they can see is actually wrong with pot, and all they keep coming up with is its benefits. You know, it helps MS, it helps the cancer people, it helps the glaucoma people. And so what they really come up with is this beautiful way of incarcerating peaceful, friendly people into jails, so you don't have violent jails. You just got them filled with really good people. And then they get to take away all our property to boot. And if they're the least bit crooked, like they are, like the DEA, you know, there are so many forfeitures that never go reported. And these people, they're for every drug bust that you read in the paper, you know, and forfeitures of income and assets, there's millions of dollars that just get lost into the pockets of these drug enforcement agents. So they're making so much money they can't afford the truth to come out, because, you know, that's the way it works.
That's Tommy Chong this week on Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.